Hello, this is Dr. Yafunia. Results are dictating an endoscopy report on Marie Cadestine. Date of birth 11/19/1965. Date of procedure November 22nd, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltzardia. Referring physician is Dr. Jean Charles Gutteridge. Patient's date of birth is 11/19/1965. Physician performing is Dr. Evgenia Goltzardia. Referring physician is Dr. Jean Charles Gutteridge. Procedure performed as esophagogastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies. Indication, history of gastric intestinal metaplasia on prior endoscopies, comma, reflux. Description of procedure informed consent with the same period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, spray anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia care period. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus period. A retroflex was obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, for withdrawal of the scope period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Number one, unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next time, there was a small tongue of salmon-colored mucosa. This was C0M1.5. This was biopsy to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next time, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained there was gastric erythema noted. Period. On retroflex, there was evidence of an intact prior fundoplication. Next line. The antrum was mildly deformed without any mucosal abnormality noted. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body and cardia for histology given the history of gastric intestinal metaplasia based on the Sydney protocol. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Period biopsies were obtained. Biopsies were previously obtained. Therefore, there was none taken at this time. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, reflux precautions. Next line, if biopsies are positive for Barrett's esophagus, would recommend daily PPI therapy. Next line, follow-up in office is previously scheduled. Next line. Please go back to the area where we mentioned if biopsies are positive for Barrett's, would recommend PPI daily. Please also note that if biopsies are positive, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years. Thank you.